You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back, folks, here on Big Blue View's audio lineup. I'm Joe DeLeon, joined by Chris Flunk to provide you with an update on the New York Giants coaching search. They've already got their man at the general manager spot, that being former Bills assistant GM Joe Schoen. And now things, like I said, starting to heat up. We might be getting news of who will be the next head coach for the New York Giants by the end of this week, as some of these other teams are moving very quickly to finalize their staffs. As the Giants, they were the first to break the seal, and now all of them are trying to make moves so they have their opportunities to get the best possible candidates and not get beat out by some of these other organizations. So far, Chris, we know that Brian Daboll has had two interviews so far. We know that they've interviewed with Dan Quinn. They're going to interview with Brian Flores. They've also already interviewed Leslie Frazier, the defensive coordinator with the Bills. Patrick Graham is going to be interviewing on Wednesday. And then they already interviewed Lou Anarumo, who I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that name. But there is a really good crop of guys here that they are reaching out to. Most of them, except for Brian Flores, were playoff teams. And then if you remove Dan Quinn from that, and Brian Daboll and Leslie, I don't know where I was going with that point. I was going to say they were around recently or are still in the playoffs, but these are some really good options right now, and it's a pretty exciting group.
Yeah, you can remove Patrick Graham from the playoff group, but I think Giants fans have seen enough from him to know that he has done his job over the last 2 years. At least when it comes to running a defense, he knows what he's doing. He can see the big picture, and he can really get a defense to play above its talent level. But for the rest of the guys, you know, these are all playoff caliber coaches. Yeah, Dan Quinn turned that Cowboys defense around. Brian Daboll has really been the architect behind the Buffalo Bills' complete transformation and resurgence on offense. You know, they have been one of the best offenses in the NFL the past 2 years. And I know a lot of Giants fans want to say, well, that's just Josh Allen being, you know, Superman out there. But I have to give Daboll credit for the work he has done in developing Josh Allen. Because if you think back to the first 2 years, Josh Allen was a bust. I'm not sure he would have gotten year three in New York, because you think back, he was incredibly erratic. He couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. Yeah, he could throw the ball a mile, you know, from his knees, but there was absolutely no guarantee that he could hit what he was throwing at. And when the Bills acquired Stephon Diggs and Brian Daboll switched to really a very college-inspired spread offense, you know, the last 2 years, they've run the 10 personnel, four receiver set, more than anyone else not named the Arizona Cardinals. And I don't think it is a coincidence that is when the Bills offense really took off. You know, there's a bunch of reasons why, which I think we can get into if Daboll is the hire. Mm-hmm. But it really is kind of a stroke of genius to do that. Then you have Leslie Frazier. Also, Bills have had an excellent defense the last couple of years. Yeah, Frazier was kind of a middling coach. He didn't last all that long with the Minnesota Vikings. But again, he knows defense. He can call a defense, and he has that head coaching experience.
For me, so this, I don't mean to cut you off, Chris. I want to, before we get to Frazier, I just want to circle back and talk a little bit about Brian Daboll. And I think that the more likely thing here is probably going to be one of these Bills guys. Is probably going to be who ends up being the head coach because of that shown connection, as we've talked a ton about. And you mentioned that, you know, Josh Allen's development was pretty great, what we saw him do from those first 2 years and then progressing from year three until what we saw this past weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. He looked fantastic. And that, honestly, that performance alone, that offensive performance where a guy like Gabriel Davis has 200 receiving yards and four touchdowns, who's like a mid-tier receiver, I think, on most other teams, doesn't really have a crazy statistical season, is this huge performer in the game. That really might help Brian Daboll solidify himself as this next head coach for the Giants. He's got the clear-cut path of Joe Schoen likely advocating for him, probably why he got the second interview, but because of the recency bias factor that we kind of have with the head coaching search sometimes, is because of how good they looked this past weekend. And you probably are feeling a little bit less confident in the defensive performance and the performance of Leslie Frazier based on what happened at the end of that game for the Chiefs offense. But because that Bills offense did so, so well, I would argue that's really going to give Daboll a strong push as they make a decision.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think it's an understatement to say that the transformation in Josh Allen has been great. It is honestly unprecedented. I don't know of another quarterback who entered the league the way Josh Allen did, the kind of prospect he was, where yes, he was big, he's athletic, he could throw the ball through a brick wall, you know, like the Peyton and Eli football cops, except he could actually do that, but just completely erratic. Yeah, Mark Schofield likened him to a long drive golfer, you know, one of those guys who competes in a long drive competition where he's basically a power lifter with a golf club in his hands, where, yeah, he could hit the ball 450 yards, but you need a fairway the size of two football fields because otherwise it's going out of bounds. That really was Josh Allen, and he has finally harnessed all of that potential and doing no small part, I think, to Brian Daboll. And quite frankly, I cannot count the outcome of that game against either of those Bills coaches. Yeah, I am not entirely sure Patrick Mahomes is human. I really want to know where Andy Reid hid the spaceship that brought Pat Mahomes here from Krypton, because I'm sorry, basically a game tying field goal drive in 13 seconds with what, one timeout available? That's insane. You can't plan for that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, if only it was possible just to go and take the entire Chiefs offense and sign it, including Mahomes and also Eric Bieniemy. Yeah. Like, that would just solve all the Giants' problems, but it's not possible. But again, and you know, we're talking a lot about this Bills game. It is probably going to factor in a lot to this decision, but regardless, like, again, Daboll, that offense looks really, really freaking good. But the other side of things too, I mean, you were starting to talk about Leslie Frazier before I cut you off. Frazier is also still a very, very experienced coach, very different from what Daboll is, because Frazier, we know, was a head coach with the Minnesota Vikings for an extended period of time, did not really produce many winning seasons in Minnesota. But he's been around for a very, very long time. He's been a historically very, very good defensive coordinator, and he's leading a group that isn't like supremely talented, but he's doing a really effective job of making them a high caliber defense. And he also is going to be a really good option for this Giants head coach opening.
Listen, I'm 24 and I still live at home. Like, what? For sure. Are you kidding me? My man and I, we attempted to move out.
Yeah, that'll be $1,600 for a studio apartment, not including groceries, not including...
Last fall, the National Association of Realtors released data showing that housing affordability had fallen to its lowest point since the 1980s for reasons of economy, American.
There just aren't a lot of home sales going on. And there's really kind of a standoff right now between buyers and sellers.
That standoff leads to another kind of standoff.
It's always fun being 40-something years old and having to live with your parents again. And I know it's all my fault.
Sir, I don't know your life, but on Today Explained, a two-part series on how it might not be your fault. Our housing reality bites and the American dream is in your childhood bedroom. Series sponsored by Mint Mobile. Today Explained, in your feed every weekday.
And I'll tell my mom, Mom, I'm going to the bathroom, I'll be back. If I'm not out in like 3 minutes, dog, she's like knocking on the door going, everything okay in there? Yeah, Mom, everything's cool, dog.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yeah, Frazier is, I don't want to say the opposite of Brian Daboll, but he is very experienced as a coach. He has that head coaching experience. I believe he's in his 60s. I believe he's 62, if I remember correctly. So that would be an interesting pair with a very young GM in Joe Shane. And yeah, I could see the attraction there because like Daboll, Frazier is a familiar face. They know how each other thinks. And yeah, as much as I want the Giants to have an emphasis on the offense, I don't know that that has to mean an offensive-minded head coach, because you can always get a good offensive coordinator who has the ability to really just have autonomy and run that side of the ball while a defensive-minded head coach works on the defensive side of the ball. You know, it works in other situations. You know, it works great in New England, obviously, with Bill Belichick and then Josh McDaniels and then Bill O'Brien and then Josh McDaniels again. And you know, I saw it stated recently that having a defensive-minded head coach could make your offensive coordinator job more appealing and have, instead of, you know, working as a rubber stamp or, you know, kind of just a cog in the machine under an offensive-minded head coach, it could give an offensive coordinator like Mike McDaniel in San Francisco or Dorsey in Buffalo. He's the quarterback's coach right now, but it could give them the opportunity to really shine and not be in a position of saying, oh, well, you're just running the head coach's offense.
So that's a really interesting point to bring up here, who ends up being the guy, because you take a look at this list right now that I read through, and there's literally one guy, unless I'm missing somebody, that they've interviewed or intend to interview that's an offensive-minded coach, and that's Brian Daboll. And we think, and what you keep seeing on Twitter and all the buzz from the pundits, is that Daboll sounds like he's going to be the guy. There is a lot of buzz surrounding that possibility, but they're probably going to do their due diligence with interviewing these remaining candidates. But everybody else, Chris, is a defensive coordinator. And that, to me, is really, really interesting. And you mentioned how it could be appealing to going and getting a really attractive offensive coordinator candidate to lead this offense going forward. But I just find it really, really interesting that we're in this position where it's literally not many offensive-minded guys. It's going to probably be a defensive coordinator. Actually, it is going to be a defensive coordinator if it's not Brian Daboll.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of reading between some lines, I don't really have any inside information here, but I kind of feel like Daboll and Quinn are the two finalists, or not two finalists, but they're the two guys in the lead. With Daboll, you know, he got the first interview. He got the second interview. I believe he's the only candidate to interview twice so far. Yeah, I'm not sure Patrick Graham needs to interview twice. Giants ownership knows him well enough. Although it is interesting, I think, that the Steelers requested an interview with him for their defensive coordinator job. You know, the feeling could be around the NFL that Patrick Graham could be a free agent coming up. Yeah, I don't want to lose him. If the Giants get a new head coach that isn't Patrick Graham and it isn't Brian Daboll, I hope that they would be able to work with Patrick Graham and keep him around, because I really do like what he has done with the Giants defense. But, you know, we do need to look at the possibility that he could be coaching elsewhere.
Yeah, and you don't want to miss out on that opportunity to bring him in and keep him in some capacity. So that was the other impression for me, Chris, that it caught my eye that Patrick Graham was one of the candidates that they were interviewing. And is this a case where they're actually intrigued by Patrick Graham? Is Shane maybe somebody who was an outside observer and was thinking, you know what, he in a couple of years is going to be a head coaching candidate. Why not try to get ahead of that and see if we can use him now as the head coach while this team is rebuilding and figuring out some of the current roster issues and working through the salary cap issues and all that nonsense? Maybe Patrick Graham is the guy because of his familiarity with the roster. The other thing as well, and sometimes you disguise these interviews, the head coaching interview, as, okay, we want to talk to you, Patrick, and we're trying to make a decision. You might be considered for the head coaching opening, but it might be too soon. However, we'd still like you to stay in some capacity, depending on who the guy is, just to gauge that level of interest and to have that open conversation about that stuff. So that's certainly a possibility, and it certainly did catch my eye that Graham was one of the guys on the list.
Yeah, and it could just be that, you know, John Mara and Steve Tisch and Chris Mara, they know Patrick Graham already. Yeah, this is the second time he's been with the Giants. Yeah, they know him well at this point. But Joe Shane doesn't. Yeah, he has seen the Bills play against Graham's defense. I believe that was last year. Mm-hmm. But he's kind of an unknown quantity at this point. And Graham is very well liked inside of the building. It was reported during the season, you know, as things started to really turn south for the Giants, that Graham could be a candidate if they fired Joe Judge. And, you know, maybe Joe Shane wanted to see for himself and maybe get a feel for him in case one of the other coaching candidates maybe wanted to keep Graham around as defensive coordinator. Yeah, I think there's a few moving parts in play here.
Yeah, just part of the process of trying to figure out and navigate the situation. The last impression that I got from this list, Chris, before we wrap up today's show, I was intrigued by the fact that they are interviewing the Bengals defensive coordinator, Lou Anarumo. Again, I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation. As you folks know, I'm still mispronouncing Joe Shane's name, so names are not my forte. But the interview with Anarumo caught my eye because he's not somebody whose name has really popped up throughout this cycle. You don't really see a ton of Bengals assistants being interviewed, yet his name immediately was on the radar and was an interviewed person of interest after the game that they had against the Tennessee Titans. And I wonder if that was a factor of, wow, that was such a great performance, let's at least get him in and talk to him and see what his thoughts are. And it also, you have noted here in our notes that he was formerly a Giants DB coach. So a connection like that is always going to help, especially with the recency bias.
Yeah, I think really after the performance of the Bengals against the Raiders and the Titans, you know, those were two good offenses. The Bengals defense basically shut down. A lot of credit, very rightly, goes to Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase for the Bengals getting to the AFC Championship. But that defense has really stepped up, especially here towards the end of the season. You know, they have gotten really good play out of B.J. Hill. Trey Hendricks has stepped up as a great pass rusher for them. I think 14 sacks. And Anarumo has really stepped up from being a longtime defensive backs coach to taking over a defense and getting them to play their best at the right time. Yeah, I don't know if he is a I don't want to say he's not a serious head coaching candidate, but yeah, you know, this is a, you know, this is a situation where it doesn't hurt anything to bring him in. And you don't know, he might just impress you, because what his unit has done lately has been impressive.
Yeah, certainly has been really, really impressive. And the way that they played against the Tennessee Titans is deserving for him to get that interview, especially how down they were in certain position groups that they were dealing with injuries. So I support them doing that interview, especially that former connection with him being a part of the Giants organization. That is it for our update on the Giants coaching search and our thoughts on the latest group of candidates. Don't be surprised if we're coming at you soon with a surprising update on who they decide to hire. That's probably going to happen soon, folks. So make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on anything. Talk to you later, folks. Enjoy the rest of your week.